For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Well, it's official. He is back, and he is part of the morning show from here on forward. Welcome, Anthony. Yes,
thank you. Thank you for welcoming me with open arms.
Like Creed.
Don't touch. Oh, Creed. I can't wait. Stagecoach.
No, we're so glad that you're back, but you've been gone a while.
It almost felt like close to a year. With in baby time, you know, the time kind of slows down. It's like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Go to bed. Time just stops, but yeah, felt like forever. I was like, am I going to remember how to get to K-Frog? Am I going to remember like what floor we're on? Am I going to remember how to do this?
It's like riding a bike, right?
I fell down a couple times this morning, but I'm back up.
We'll blame that on the coffee, though.
yes, I have a new baby boy, okay? Here's the thing. I haven't told a lot of people this story. We almost had a parking lot baby.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't allowed to talk to you, and I didn't want to give away any secrets about, you know, the new show. So, no, this is news to me.
I sure thought you were ghosting me.
No, I know. I promise you I would not.
A lot of people told us the second baby's going to come faster.
Okay.
Okay? But in my mind, I'm like, well, every baby's different. Mm-hmm. So, I'm thinking, okay, this kid will take. Reese was like a 20-ish hour labor. Okay?
Poor Tori.
Yeah. So, my wife's water breaks. Okay? She's like, oh, okay, hey. Take your time. Get your bags packed. We'll go to the hospital. It'll take like 30 minutes, okay?
Hold on. Where were you?
We were at home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you were there.
We were at home. Yeah, it was like 10:30 at night. We're getting ready for bed.
Okay.
And water break. So it's like, okay, let's take our time. We'll get to the hospital eventually. So we load up in the car. We're driving. All of a sudden, contractions start to hit. But I realize that they're hitting a little bit harder than they should.
Uh-oh.
Where she's kind of like, you know, gripping the handle of the seat. And I have to kind of like, you know, rub her back to kind of make her feel better.
Are you timing him?
She was, yes, but I don't think we were doing it very well. So anyway, we pull up to Kaiser and the contractions harder and harder. She's taking, you know, we get out. It's like every, like the 20 steps, she has to stop and just like, ugh. So we get up to labor and delivery. They said, okay, let's check you in. She gets on this bed. They do the check. Oh, that's a head. Kelly, 4 pushes and this baby was out.
Oh.
Nurses are running around to get everything ready. He was like ready to rock and roll.
He's like, I'm here, guys.
Yeah. And I was like, we're going to be on the news. This is going to be one of the family has kid, baby in parking lot.
You should have drove to Sonic and got Sonic for life.
There we go. Great plug. Yeah, so he was much faster than our daughter was. And yeah, he was peeking out trying to help us find a parking spot.
Healthy baby boy, though.
Healthy baby boy.
Mommy's good.
Mommy's good. She was a champ. No epidural. She's had her biggest fear was like, if I don't get it, I don't know how people do this without an epidural.
Oh, gosh.
And so she gets up there and they're like, can you sit still for 20 minutes? And she was like, I don't think so. And they're like, okay, start pushing. Oh, yeah. Total rock star.
Oh, way to go. And how's big sister Reese doing?
Good. A little jealous at times.
Is it an adjustment?
She loves changing diapers, but she's getting used to it. She's very protective of him. Yet, there's times where she does not want him around.
Oh, well, no sleep for daddy. Up early now, officially on the mornings, and up at all hours of the night with the baby.
No sleep.
Team, no sleep.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.